Blog Talk Radio.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 There was a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen. I am your host, and I'm really glad to have everybody here tonight. I wanted to quickly apologize for last week. We seem to have had a technical difficulty, so we weren't able to do our show last week. I think Mercury retrograde had a little something to do with it. So, yeah, it's still in effect. I'd like to bring on our wonderful, beautiful co-host, Kelty Cammie. Cammie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
How are you doing? I heard you had a little difficulty with your phones earlier.
Yeah, we have snow. Lots of it.
Oh, yes, but you're in the Great White North, eh? So that's probably
A.
why.
A. Yeah, A.
So I said to Cammy, I said, why don't you just send healing to the electrical cords? I mean, it works for everything else. Why not technology? So obviously, they decided the angels of electricity fixed the lights. We were very happy to have Cammy here tonight. Okay, let's get started. Let's talk about a little about Mercury retrograde. Now, it started on the 20th, and I believe it's going direct on the 11th of November. Luckily, it seems to be very short, and even though it's been very mischievous, I haven't seen anything terribly technically go wrong, have you?
No, it just seems to be throwing us a lot of things that we didn't reckon it's going to throw our way, not always in a good way, too.
Well, my husband gave Mercury retrograde an assist. My car has one of the vanity lights, you know, over the windshield. You know, thing, mirror. So it fell out of its little case. So what does he do? He reaches over and yanks it out. So what do you think happened? I'll tell you what happened.
I have no
idea.
I
lost my radio. I lost my interior lights.
Oh, okay.
Luckily for him, I didn't lose my headlights, otherwise he'd be driving my car. And when I put the mirror in the glove box for later, it slid up and over into the dashboard.
Oh,
so
wow.
I can say we're not blaming Mercury retrograde, we're blaming my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So, ha. Anyway, are you ready to get started with our show and to help all our wonderful listeners out there?
I am.
Okay. Let's get this started. Mm-hmm. We have our first call, 312-493. 312, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, we'd love it. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tina, and I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. What's it up like? Did you get snow up there yet?
No, not yet. It's a little chilly, but it's beautiful out here.
Well, it is the Windy City for a reason.
Yeah.
What questions may we help you with tonight?
I wanted to know if you see a reconnection between myself and Red, and what you see for the two of us.
My first impression was that it's a reconnection. I'm wondering how fulfilling it is, because I feel in one way you're happy to have him back in your life, but on the other hand, the first word that came to my mind was hollow, that maybe it's not exactly all it seems to be. And I'm wondering, like, if you decide to go through with this, I'm just wondering what you're basing the reconnection on. Familiarity or a real building for the future?
Mm.
Right now, it's kind of too... Do you know what I'm saying?
Not quite.
Sometimes when we reconnect with somebody, it's more because we already know them from the past, and we're connecting with the familiarity of them. We know them already.
Yes.
However,
that's what it is, I think.
Is that enough for a future? I mean,
okay.
There was a reason why you guys disconnected.
Yeah, because
why?
he was healing from the past. But it feels like somebody I've always known, and he felt the same way. So,
Cammy, what are you feeling for Tina?
I know she has some sort of connection with him, but I don't see what she's really... I honestly don't see what she's hoping I would see.
Ah.
I don't see it as something very permanent.
Pardon?
No. I think Cammy said it's not really permanent.
Okay.
Remember we talked about hollow? And that's just keep working. And I'm not saying he's a horrible, terrible person. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that sometimes we disconnect from people, or people go out of our lives for a darn good reason. And sometimes when they come back, even though on the outside they've changed or seem to change. On the inside where it counts, there's not a lot of rebuilding. Is that what you're seeing too, Cammy? Do you see something a little different?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm seeing, yeah. That is what I'm seeing.
Now, should you jump him? No. No, I'm not telling. We're not telling you to dump him. We're not telling you to run or anything like that. But we are cautioning you to see what's beyond the familiarity.
Okay.
And see if maybe he may not be all the way healed enough for your relationship. He could be healed, and I'm not going to, you know, pass judgment on them. I won't. But it may not be healed enough for you and what you want for your future.
Okay.
But
so do you see somebody new coming into my life?
Cammy, you had an oomph.
Yeah, I'm looking
for a reason.
Someone new will enter her life, but it's not going to be before around 6 months from now.
Six months. Okay.
Well, that's because you're going to be, my opinion on what I'm reading on that is that you need to, sometimes when we are stuck on a person, it's very difficult for the vibe of a new person to come in.
True.
And that's kind of what happens. And I'm seeing about that time, too. It's just that you need to really see if this is really, really, truly what you want with this one guy. Because if you decide it is, for whatever reason, that's fine, but you're going to block out any other opportunity for a more permanent relationship that you really wanted.
I'm pretty much open, but I just want the understanding, and I want the clarification of what went on between the two of us, meaning probably closure or something like that.
Well, the closure kind of happened when you guys disconnected. And I think maybe he was, maybe one of you seemed to be hoping for things to be different. And sometimes people do change, and I'm not saying he hasn't, but I'm saying what we keep bringing up, the angels keep whispering to me, is that has he changed enough for you? And I don't think he has. That's my opinion. And if you're still stuck on this one person, that kind of it gives the stop sign to anybody else coming in because you're not available. So you need to really consider what you had. Is it really, really? I mean, if you want to give it a month or so to see how it works, that's fine. But is that what you want to do to kind of inadvertently block others from coming in? And that's something you're going to have to just think about and go forward and see how you feel about it, how this works for you. Cammy, do you have anything else for Tina?
No, I agree with what you said. It is, if we focus on one person, we block others from coming in.
That's
we have
true.
To let go sometimes to have others come in. It's the only way it's going to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Okay. And Tina, if you will, like, give us a call later and let us know how things are going, because we'd like to hear feedback on how we've read and what's going on. You guys are more to us than just some voices on the phone. So please call us back and let us know how it's going.
I will. Thank you
awesome.
So much.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Have a good night.
You too.
Yeah, that's the one thing I've always noticed, is that I know it's really great to have somebody come back into your life that maybe broke up with you or vice versa, but, you know, sometimes, you know, I've always believed people and situations drop from your life for a very good reason. And to reignite it, maybe reintroducing the same thing over and over again, and you'll be back to where you started.
Yeah, but it's also sometimes they return because you have to complete that cycle, that karmic cycle.
That's true.
You know, we don't always have the answers. It's complicated.
Yeah. And those angel messages,
it's different for everybody. You can't say there's a set pattern.
No, no, and that's why we try to read, you know, that's why we read, try to read individually, mm-hmm. like not everybody the same. We're not, you know, cookie cutter readers here. We want to read
no,
each
we're
one
not
as an individual.
No.
Exactly.
No.
Are you
just
ready
because,
for our next? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Cammy, finish.
And just because one psychic gives you a reading as such doesn't mean the other one's going to see the identical thing, you know,
that's
because
true.
Usually they do, but it's not guaranteed.
No, I remember a couple times before you came on the show, another psychic and I, or Dr. Jin and I, would disagree, like, right on the radio. It didn't mean
mm-hmm.
that she was right and I was wrong, or I was wrong and she was right. We just read
mm-hmm.
it differently. Just same thing with,
yeah.
with you and I. We read things
yeah.
differently. We see things differently. It doesn't mean we're probably either all right or all wrong at the same time, depending. And that's a weird thing about psychic readings is that you have one person looking at a glass half full or half empty, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's why when we read, we want to encourage people to listen to what we say, digest it, and see that is this applicable to you, because you still
yeah.
have freedom
yeah.
of choice and free will, and we're not telling you what to do.
Yeah. Our facts are right always, but our timing, we're not in charge of the timing.
No. Mm-mm.
That's
no, time
where
is something.
We differ. The timing, we out. But our facts are always what there is. We read what we see, and that's it.
Exactly. Exactly. But we've always liked to have people call us back and tell us what's going on with them, because,
yeah.
you know, we want to know how it goes. And if you'd like to
of
have
course.
A private reading with myself or Cammy, we are found on the network of ChristianPsychics.com. We do private readings, so if you're ever interested in that, we can give us a call. Are you ready for our next caller?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Our next caller is 814-479. 814, are you there?
Yes, hello, this is Amy.
Hi. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, my home state. Is it snowing up there too?
No, it isn't.
Are you watching the Steeler Raiders game? I heard they were losing.
Yeah.
Sorry. I like to tease people about that. Unless you're from Philadelphia area, then that may not be. Well, I mean, nobody watching that. Okay, Amy, what is your question for us tonight?
My question is, I have a job interview tomorrow, and I wanted to see what either of you, if you thought that I was going to get this position tomorrow.
Give us a minute to focus here. Cammy, do you have any
mm-hmm.
reading on that? She oomed again. Give her a second. You always oom when you do this.
Yeah, because Spirit's talking to me. all right. I do see that it'll go well. It'll go well, okay? I'm not 100% sure that you're going to get the job. I feel there's going to be other candidates that are going to do well too. But I do see a second interview for you.
Mm-hmm.
That much I can tell you.
Well, this will be the
yeah.
second time I interviewed there, but it was 8 years ago before that I interviewed there. But this, it's a different job.
I feel they'll call you back after this interview. They are going to call you back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're going to be shortlisted.
Okay, so you do see. Because I'm mm-hmm. thinking, because I had somebody check their calendar. They were able to check to see. And I believe there's 5 candidates, including myself.
I feel you'd be in the top 3. You're in the
yeah.
top 3.
I'm feeling the same way Cammy is. I'm not sure if you're going to get this position or another one in the company, though. I feel you're definitely going to be employed, but I'm not really sure with whom. Well, I'm feeling something different. I mean, at first I felt no, and then I thought about it some more, and then it came that you were going to get another interview. But do you have other applications out there?
No, because I work for state government. This is the only one that I have out there.
Well, I keep feeling another job coming in.
Well, I see two interviews. I definitely see her being called back. So it might be a different job or something, but in that organization, but there's two interviews. She's one of the top three candidates. That much I can tell them.
Okay.
But, you know, or this job could lead to another job. But maybe you may not get this one, but you'll get another one that they might recommend. Well, you don't have this one. It could be the same. It's really hard to tell with this because it's so vague for me. But I feel another interview, like Cammie said, but honestly, I'm not sure with whom. That maybe, you know, maybe sometimes what happens is if you don't get a job, they'll say, well, if you don't get this job, but if you go see so-and-so over in this place, they're looking for somebody to do blank. That's how I see it go more than the other way. But that's
really,
just my opinion.
It's really limited in that department because it's a budget job. So I don't know how.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know either. This is the weird part, Bob, but this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm reading. But I would love it if you would call us back and let us know what happened.
Okay.
Because I'm sorry. I mean, I wish I could be more pro, you know, pro-job thing, but this is what I'm seeing. That there's something that you can... But there might be another job that they're going to look at you more for. But you are definitely a top three. That
yes,
I totally agree with Cammie on. Totally. But that's kind of what we're seeing. So, is there another question you have for us?
No, I'm just kind of confused if you say if it's something else because there's nothing left there, budget, you know, in that same field, and there's nothing else there. It's more other engineering jobs, which I would never qualify for, that would be left.
But it may not be with the same department. It could be something in another part of the government job. Have you looked in the private sector?
No, because they, I mean, I have, but there would be no way that they would pay with what I'm making and have the benefits.
You know what I mean?
With paying with medical, I'd be paying a lot more money out in medical expenses.
Yeah.
So... I got right. I'll have almost 15 years then.
Right.
So I'd be giving up a lot.
No, and I understand that. It's just that that's the best we're reading is that you're the top three. And to me, I know by Cammie, it's very murky how it's going to go.
No, Cammie, I just think she's top three, and that there'll be a second interview at that organization. They are going to place her, but I'm not sure if it's that job or something she has that hasn't been advertised, but she will be placed.
Okay.
Okay.
So, sounds good. Would you call us back and let us know, please?
Yeah, I will.
Because we definitely want to know, because now we're just... All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to ask us?
No, do you see a time frame? If it's not this position, when I'll change jobs?
I was looking more like 2 to 4 weeks. Cammie?
I got 3, but yeah.
That's right in the middle.
I was given a number 3, so 3 weeks, yeah. It fits in. It's in the middle.
Yeah. I saw 2 to 4, so we're pretty much in the 2 to 4 range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, definitely call us back, and please, if you'd like to hold on and listen to the rest of the show, please do so. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Okay. You too.
Thanks.
Okay.
I that's one of the ones I really saw something different, and it's so weird. It's nothing, but I saw something else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope she calls us back and let us know, because it's definitely something I want to find out.
Yeah,
are you,
me too.
Yeah, we're like, oh, disagreeing. Are you ready for our next caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Our next caller is from 720-628. 720, are you there?
I am.
Hi,
hi,
what's your
Francis.
Name? I'm sorry, your
I
name is Sasha?
No, Francis.
I'm sorry.
Francis.
Okay, Francis. Okay, I couldn't hear that. And what, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Denver.
From Denver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Hey guys, all righty. And do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to. I had put my house on the market, and I took it off, and I'm getting ready to put it back on because I'm making some minor, you know, renovations. So I wanted to know if you guys still see, or if you guys see it still selling close to the amount I'm putting it up for by the end of the year.
Cammie?
No. I got a no on that question. Not before the end of the year. It's not going to sell before the end of the year.
Okay.
I don't see
it
selling until the spring.
So January or?
Spring is usually March.
March. That's what I was saying. I just think what's happening is that what's going to be the big thing is that what always happens this time of year, the holidays, people just are so busy buying Christmas presents. So I saw the exact thing Cammie did, that it was in March.
Yeah, it's March. The price might be okay, like close to what you want, but it won't be before March.
Okay. Anything else you see, I mean, financially, I guess?
Cammie?
I'm looking.
Yeah, I'm still. I felt there's going to be a pick-me-up. I mean, literally, that's what I heard, a pick-up of finances.
Yeah, I feel they are increasing. They will increase steadily, but it's not going to be, you know, like, overnight. It's going to be a gradual increase. And it's not going to be from the house sale. I feel it's coming from another source.
Like an inheritance?
Yeah.
I don't like to discuss that word. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I call it unexplained money, okay? We'll go with unexplained money. Because inheritance means I look at someone passing and I don't do that. So, yeah.
Unless
so,
someone has passed already,
yeah, he's already
and you're waiting for the estate.
Already.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that would be a yes.
Yeah, there's definitely unexplained money coming your way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate
oh,
it.
Oh,
you're
so
very
welcome.
You have a good
keep
day.
Warm out there in Colorado.
Oh, I know. We have a good day today.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. You have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
You. Bye.
All right. Well, if anyone needs a private reading for myself or Cammie, you can reach us on networkofchristianpsychics.com, and we're able to take your calls. Are you ready for our next call, Cammy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, our next call is from 856-776. 856, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Laura, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Jersey. Okay, New Jersey. What is your question for us tonight?
Well, my question is, do you see any changes coming in for my career?
My first thing was yes, in about 3 weeks.
Okay.
I don't know, But you've been putting things out.
What do they mean by that?
Mean by?
How's my career going to change? In what way? Am I going to be moving? Am I going to be offered a permanent job where I'm at? Or am I getting another job somewhere else?
Cammy, what are you feeling? I'm trying
to focus. I feel that this change is coming. When you asked about your career, the word I got was changes. There's changes coming around you in your career. You're definitely going to, it's sort of a blessing in disguise. It's not going to seem very good for you when the changes come, but the outcome is going to be good for you. So you're definitely having a lot of changes around your career, and it's going to be good for you, not bad at all. I see a move in your career, but I cannot see if it's a move in the organization or move out of the organization, but I definitely see a move. And I'm getting that it's good.
Is it at my instigation or is it at the company's instigation? Am I going to be losing my job?
No.
I never said you're losing it. I said there's changes coming around it. I see you being moved in your organization. Moved.
Like you're offered another position within the organization.
A step up. It's like a small ladder I'm seeing, and you're going up on the step. So it's a step up for you.
Okay.
You're not losing your job. You're not losing your job.
No. Totally not.
Okay, so here's the deal. I am working on a contract, and the contract isn't supposed to end until January, but she's already notified me that they would like to extend me beyond that because they have a lot of work for me. It's just a different expert. So maybe that's the change that I'm just getting extended.
Yeah, it's a step up for you.
Step up. Because this is actually going to be like, actually, when Tammy was saying step and ladder, I was feeling that you're really showing your stuff, what you can do for this company. And that's going to pave your way up because you're a really hard worker, you're a really good worker, they know that. And that's why they're offering you an extension. And what way things are going, that's pretty rare. And that's what I'm seeing, that they're offering you a wider berth to show everything you can do for this company and kind of more solidify yourself with the company.
You think they'll offer me a permanent job down the road, or is it just going to stay as a contract?
Then you'll be offered a permanent job.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
That's
what I'm feeling, too.
Is that the three-week timeline, or is that more next year, maybe?
No, that's not the three-week one. The three-week one is a change for you.
Right.
It'll be more done towards sometime next year, around the summer.
Right.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Hold on
if you want to listen to the rest of the show. So
I do.
Don't go away.
Okay.
Don't go away, Laura.
You got me tuned into the Steeler game now. I'm watching it now.
Are we losing still?
Well, the Steelers Raiders? Are losing, and I'm bummed because I like the Steelers.
Yeah, me too. I'm from Pittsburgh. I get it.
Yeah.
So you're
me
not
too.
A Giants fan.
Yeah, well, I'm from Pittsburgh, yeah. So
I'm from Monroeville.
I'll never leave my town. Never leave
oh, good,
Steelers.
I thought you'd turn into a Phillies or a Giants fan. I'm like, no.
Nope, never happened, never.
Get my girl Laura from Jersey.
Well, have a good night, you too.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and I'm married to an Oakland Raiders fan. Yikes. That could have been worse. I could have been married to a Patriots fan or something awful like that. Okay.
I don't follow football.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't follow football. You're up in the CFL
country. I've been here
country.
Long enough to follow it. I just don't understand the rules because I grew up with a different sport. So
soccer.
Similar to football. No.
Rugby?
Rugby.
Soccer. Rugby.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yeah,
you run around with absolutely no padding and kill each other with a ball.
Ah, but you don't wear all the padding. Yeah, it's a tough game, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll talk about this later, Cammy. we'll talk about this later. All right, let's go on to our next call, 817-566. 817, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Kim, and I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, hey, Kim. What question do you have for us tonight?
Well, I wish it were something more interesting for the audience, but it's another job question.
Oh, no, not another
wanting
job
to
question.
See...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
It's fine. It's okay.
All right. I just wanted to see what messages you might have for me regarding career and finance.
You and me now.
Hmm? You have something, Cammy?
I mean. Yes, you mean. Hmm? See? You do it too.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right, I was feeling some kind of pop or explode. I say explosion, like a really good burst of energy.
Hmm.
Are you in between jobs?
Okay.
Or are you
in between positions.
Yeah, because I'm feeling you're definitely getting another one. Because I felt like there's a little bright pop or I don't want to say explosion, even though explosion in a good way. Like, you know how energy just kind of creatively burst out like that?
Right.
Not... bad explosion, good explosion. It's hey, now we got her humming too. We're contagious, Cammy. I know, right? I feel it's gonna be something pretty new and creative. What other applications have you put in? I'm trying to focus a little bit more.
Oh, tons of them, and they're all in the accounting and finance area.
But creative. Have you tried working with some kind of charity or something like that helps other people, foundations or something like that?
I have sent one application to like a healthcare company.
Okay.
But it's not a terrible organization.
But it might be helping somebody, like if it's something working with hospice or somebody working with getting disability or getting along that line, helping the patients get financial aid.
Okay, I don't think I've applied for anything like that.
But sometimes healthcare companies, that's what they do.
Right.
But I'd look somewhere in that field, too, because it feels like there's a lot of real beneficial, because I'm getting this really overwhelming warm feeling, a really positive feeling, and that's where I'm kind of heading with this. Let's see what Cammie has to say. Cammie?
Okay. Have you applied for the government?
I have not. I didn't know it was.
I get a big organization. You're going to be working at a big organization. That much I can tell you. And I don't know what else is a big organization, but I know it's lots and lots of people around you.
Okay. Now, what about my current job? Am I going to stick around with these people or move on?
Move on. Yeah.
Okay.
Move on for sure. Move on around March, April.
Yeah. Right now you're okay stable-wise, but I'm really feeling that you're going to get something you like a lot better. Right now I feel like when I get that other job feeling, I get kind of like a dead end. And I just think that you have a lot of explosion going on. And I hate to use that word, but that's the only word that keeps popping to my mind, explosion, and in a good way.
Okay. All right.
But be sure to call us back and let us know how goes it, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So you're thinking March, April? Yeah, March or April time frame?
Yeah. I pretty much agree with that, but keep putting your resumes out and kind of check where it's going. Because one thing I don't want you, I mean, I'd like you to consider is not to get another job just to have another job. You have a job right now like that, and I really personally would hate it if you got back into the same, not position, but in the same dead endness that you are in right now.
Right. Okay. Well,
so
all right, ladies. I really appreciate it.
You have a good evening.
Please do. And call us back and let us know what's going on.
Absolutely. We'll do.
Okay, great. All right. Have a good one, Kim. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Well, Cammie and I are going to take a short little break here, and we will be right back. I'm going to play a really cool song. No, I'm not going to play Katy Perry. I haven't talked to Dr. Jenny about our list sometime. So we're going to just take a break, and we're going to calling all the angels.
Stop being
Tammy. Hello, I'm back.
Hi.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button again. I don't know how Dr. Jenny does this. I'm always hitting the wrong darn buttons, cutting people off, you know, whatever. All right.
Are we on again?
Yeah, we are on again.
Okay.
I think the snow is freezing up there, huh?
Yeah, I haven't put my toe out yet. It's like, it's quite deep. I've got pictures. I'll email them to you after. Wow.
Yeah, please do. Okay, let's go to our next caller. The caller is 562-912. 562, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Rondria, Beach, California.
California. What was your first name again?
Rondria, with an R.
Rondria?
Yes.
Okay. Rondria. Okay. And hang on, let me just put the California. Okay, what questions do you have for us tonight?
I just want, do you guys do general readings? If not, I'll ask a question.
General readings are fine, but if you have something very specific, it helps us focus on it.
Okay, great. I just want to see, what do you pick up with the guy named Anthony that I'm seeing right now? What do you see where that's going?
Huh. I couldn't hear the question. It's very faint.
Oh, what would you say?
A guy named Anthony that I'm seeing.
There we go.
Right now,
Anthony.
Where do you think that's going?
I'm wondering how committed he is to the relationship. Is he?
I wouldn't say that much, but I just wanted to see. He's kind of like iffy. I'm not sure either. That's why I would like to see what you guys say.
I'm feeling, you know, a funny thing is when you said his name, I kind of snapped back a little bit. I just feel like there's a whip of cold, like you're doing all the work.
Oh.
And you know what I'm talking about. I can, like, feel like you're doing all the, hey, let's get together, let's do this, let's do that. I feel he's, like, going along for the ride. I don't feel he's capable of any relationship right now, personally. He's just kind of self-involved.
Okay, well, let's get off of him then. Let's go on to see if someone else pops up. Do you see anything else? I mean, someone else in my future then?
Cammy, what are you feeling on that one?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think I got good news for her. Someone else will come in that will want to be in a relationship because this relationship's not really going anywhere. The person coming in starts with a J and will come around March. I'm getting two M's, and there's only two M's in the year. So we got March and we got May, okay? So either those months or between those months. Between March and May, you can expect your J to arrive.
Okay. All right.
And it will go somewhere, the relationship. It won't be a nowhere going relationship.
Okay. Is that the same thing you see also?
Yeah, well, Cammy's like really detailed on the people. I'm feeling somebody. You know what? First name I got was Justin.
Yeah,
That was your name, Justin? Is that what you got, Cammy? J?
No, I just got the initial J.
I got the name. I got a name. But, you can't go by
good.
That too, Randria. I don't want you to go around looking for Justins, okay? Because that's probably, because we don't want to self-fulfill the prophecy either or have you miss an opportunity. But I'm definitely feeling somebody new coming in. But before you do that, you're going to need to ease out of this relationship to send out the right vibes. Because you can't really, we talked about this earlier in the show, when you're already in a relationship, you're sending out, and you want another relationship, you're sending out unavailable vibes.
Okay.
So make your decision about this one guy.
Okay.
And move on that.
Alrighty. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And hang on, listen to the rest of the show if you like.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, another relationship question.
Mm-hmm.
We're relationshiping it out tonight. But as we talked about this earlier with our one caller, is that, you know, people are always asking, well, when's the next one coming in? Well, you need to kind of tie up the one you're having right now, whether it's telling him or her it's over or whether it's moving on.
Yeah.
Because you really have to send the right vibe out there.
Mm-hmm. No, you do.
Are you ready for our next caller?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Our next caller is 661-748. 661, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sue, and I'm calling from London.
You say June?
Sue.
Sue, forgive me. Sue, and you're calling from London?
Yeah.
Okay, London. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. What do you see around me regarding romance, and what do I need to know?
Well, one thing I wanted to know is that are you really truly focused on romance? Because when I'm trying to concentrate, I see like a circle going around. You know how when you go on the internet, it has a little circle thing moving when it's trying to boot up the system? It's like that. Are you really interested in a relationship, or are you just not really focused on one? Or that's what I'm wondering.
Well,
I keep on seeing a circle.
I'm just interested in what you see.
Cammie?
I look at romance, and honestly, right now, I see it's flat. There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. It's flat. I do see it picking up, but it's not going to... picking up means you can enter into something new, or that, but it won't be until around January. There'll be an upswing in romance. That's what they're telling me. But right now, romance is flat.
See, what I was seeing was very unfocused.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with Cammie. However, in addition to that, I see that it seems like your priority, I mean, your want might be in romance, but your priority is not in romance, because I just feel like it's like a circle going around and around, like you're not really concentrating on that. You're kind of hoping everything will just come to you, and you kind of need to put out the right vibes to go to it as well, and sometimes I don't think you do that.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. That was an interesting call. Are you ready for our next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our next one, I think it's an undeclared person. It's 11111111. 11111. Are you there? Hello? Hello, 111. Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm not sure if you're talking to me, are you?
I am.
Oh, because you said 1111.
That's how you show up on my screen.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
My name is Julie. I'm in New York. And I wanted to know where would be the best place for me to move with my husband. We're looking for a place to get out. We're, you know, because we're just not really happy with the pollution, the noise, the filth. So So we're just kind of searching, where should we go? Well, I was just wondering if you had an insight into that, and when would we move?
Well, I can't tell you. I don't know exactly, but I keep on seeing like a smaller town like in the mountains. I kept on getting mountains. That could be anywhere. I know New York has mountains, as does everything else on the eastern seaboard. So does he have a job that he can move with? Or
no, we're both up in our 60s. We're both, I mean, I'm working, but my husband's retired.
Hmm.
So, but we both, you know, been talking for years about getting out of New York.
Hmm.
And we just took a cross-country trip across New York from New York to California. We still haven't figured it out.
Have you looked at North Carolina?
No, but I kind of am not fond of, mosquitoes.
Well, mosquitoes, you get mosquitoes up in Alaska.
So you don't get mosquitoes anywhere in the Pacific Northwest. Like Washington State and stuff, places like that.
Well,
I get an owl.
A what?
An owl.
An
owl? The town where she's moving to has an owl. Yeah, owl for something.
Okay. Do you know when we would move?
Well, I would say because of all the winter weather, I wouldn't say much before around spring, because you don't want to get hit with going through the Midwest in the middle of a snowstorm.
No.
But I'm thinking there. But I think you need to do a little bit more homework if you want to go to Seattle. Or that state, because Washington State, Oregon, that way, that's not the cheapest place in the world to move.
I know.
Very high
cost
of living.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Been to Seattle 3 times. I know. I know it's expensive.
I love the city too. I'd love to live out there, but
it's
expensive.
Do you see anything that would help me with my inner trembling that I've been suffering with? I go to an acupuncturist. Is she helping me? I don't know.
Not really.
Well,
do you want to take a deep breath in and out?
I just did.
All right. And now I'm just going to give you a really quick healing, really quick, and see if this helps you, okay? Let me know when you feel something coming your way.
Okay. I feel something now.
Starting to make you feel calmer.
Not really. I'm very calm right now. I've been alone for hours. I feel very calm.
Yeah, but that's starting to still your trembling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the inner trembling is from Hashimoto disease, I think.
I'm trying to work on it. I don't cure diseases. I just help with the symptoms.
Well, I didn't think you would. I just thought maybe you would advise me to do or think.
Yeah.
How's it feeling now?
I feel peaceful, more peaceful than I was. I don't think I was not peaceful, but I've had a peaceful afternoon, actually. I'm making chicken bone soup. That's very soothing, even the smell of it.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm doing, is just going to make the trembling less, and you might not feel it immediately, but in a day or two, you're going to feel it for sure.
Okay.
I've done
Thank
it all
you
around
so very
you.
Much.
You're very
welcome. And give us a call back and let us know how things are going, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Julie.
God bless you both.
And bless you.
You too.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, it's a good healing. You're so good at that healing. If you need a reading or a healing, you can contact myself or Kelsey Cammy on the Network of Christian Psychics. And always our show is on, even though Blog Talk Radio likes to change our times. We are on 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sundays. And now that I know how to fix the little malfunction, we hope we won't have another problem like we did last week. Are you ready for our next call, Cammy?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Our next call is from 240-377. 240, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Lynette from Maryland.
Oh, hey, Lynette. What questions do you have for us tonight?
Just, when do you see me changing jobs?
Is that really your big issue, or is it more your restless romance thing going on there? Because I'm not getting a job. I'm getting restless, just uneven.
Oh, well, that, well, romance too, but I think my focus is, it's really, I mean, I've been single for a while, so that's, I don't know. I guess
yeah,
it's going to change soon, but, I mean, the job is really my focus right now.
Oh, I'm picking up on romance. Cammy, are you picking up on her job?
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting romance.
When are you going to change jobs?
I'm sorry?
You asked when are you going to change your job?
Yes. I've been applying to other things.
The end of November, you're going to get a request for an interview.
Oh, great.
Yes, you're definitely going to have a request from an interview. There's going to be two interviews at two different places, and by January, you're going to be in your new job.
And do you see what industry the jobs are in? I guess not industry, I guess company would be a better word.
One is something very different to what you've done, yet you'll be good at it. The other is something that you used to, but you're not going to take it. You're going to accept the challenge from something different.
Oh. So switch up. That'll be great.
You're going to spice things up, yes.
Yes.
And as for romance, get your new job and romance will follow.
See, I was feeling that because I'm not even, I have blinders on when it comes. I mean, I've been single for a long, long time. So it's not even, I think about it, of course. But, I mean, I don't know, I guess my mindset right now is just on career. And then once I get when I get my finances together and I get my house in order, then I can look for someone to kind of
and
share.
Someone
all of
will
this
look
with.
For you. You don't need to look for them. Someone will look for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I kept on picking up. And I, you know, we were talking earlier how Cammy and I see things differently. I was picking up romance, and she got both of them. But when you got on the phone, I just felt this restlessness. And I just wondered if it was totally your job. And I just feel that it's great that you're focused on the job, but I hope that you can try to focus on, like, your inner self to be more of an anchor that would not only help you with the new job, but also the new relationship that will come in.
Okay.
And that's what I'm wondering, because it was so like an ocean, knowing the waves get a little choppy. That's what I was feeling. But I feel that, you know, you really have a good grounding. So
I do
think you'd be able to. You do. You can.
Okay.
I mean, you're a very grounded person. I could feel that.
Mm-hmm. You told me a lot of things.
I do. That's why Cam and I get the multi-million-dollar salaries. Ha ha ha. I'm just kidding, we don't do that. Not yet, at least. But you know, this is why we do our jobs. This is why we like to read for people, because a lot of people aren't aware of how psychic and how grounded they are. And I told this to Cammy a while back, that I believe that everybody is psychic. Everybody is plugged in. It's like sort of having a new TV set, you just plug in the wall. You have a very mild antenna, but not like, then you get basic. Some people have the DVR box cable, and then some people like myself and Cammy, we have satellite. So, I mean, it's at different degrees, but I believe everybody has some psychic in them. Some develop it more, some are aware of it more, but everybody has it. And you're one of them. You're very grounded. And I think that if you sit and you focus and you really go forward, I think that your grounding is going to help you get what you want, not only in your finances, but in your relationship as well.
Okay. Now, is the only grounding method the one with, you know, your feet are growing roots? Because that's the one that I do.
And that's a good one, but, you know, I always like to, because I'm a Taurus, and one thing we Taurians love is the earth, because we are earth signs. You can do that, but also when you do, like, you can visualize yourself as a tree, and I've always said trees have their roots in the ground for grounding, but their arms up to heaven, like an antenna. That's how I always look at a tree, is God's natural antennas. And if you look at it that way, you can feel the grounding energy coming up and just flowing through your hands up into heaven. And that's a great grounding method, too. There's lots of different ones. That's the one that I like to use. Cammy, do you have a good grounding one that you like to use?
I sit and I visualize my roots going out of my tailbone into the ground. Okay.
Okay.
And then when I'm grounded, then they pull up again. But my arms are outstretched. It goes right through my body, from the roots in the ground, right through up through my arms that are outstretched upwards.
Okay.
And that
and
will
also
definitely.
I walk barefoot all the time, and because I walk barefoot all the time, it keeps me grounded.
Yeah, me too. If I didn't have to wear shoes, I wouldn't. I love being grounded.
I walk in the house all the time barefoot. So that keeps me very well grounded.
I don't even like socks. I mean,
I don't want
the ground for me to put on socks. I don't like socks either.
Well,
no,
you would have loved one of our puppies. JoJo, when she was in her puppy stage, she decided the socks were evil. And every time you put a pair of socks on, she'd rip them off your feet and run. So I guess she didn't like socks either. Come back with my socks. I went through more socks that time when she was going through her puppy phase.
Oh. Okay. So job and romance is around the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
You need to just ground and focus. And if you would you call us back and let us know how it goes?
Sure, of course.
Okay, awesome.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and have a great night. And if you want, you can hold on and listen to the rest of our show. We still have more people to go.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, you know, like I said, a lot of people really don't know the extent of their own power. And, you know, I mean, and it's really good because I think everybody has a little bit of psychic in them. Just, do you know if it's there? Is it developed? That type of thing. Are you ready for our next call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's go to the next call, and it's 773-955-733. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
My name is Carmen, and I'm in Chicago.
Oh, another Chicago, Ian. How are things in the Windy City for you?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out. So
okay.
I don't have a definitive answer.
What question do you have for us tonight?
Well, I'm an independent contractor, and I'm trying to figure out what industry I should – I'm thinking about making a change, and I was trying to figure out, like, what would be a good industry for me to jump into.
Well,
business-wise.
Are you looking to be on your own, like in a creative capacity?
Well, I'm pretty much on my own now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, you know, maybe possibility of doing a little business, starting a little business for myself. And I've been toying around with different things. I just don't know. I've been pulled in a couple different directions.
Cammie, what are you feeling for Carmen?
Something to do with finances. Like in something around, I see numbers, lots of numbers.
Yes, that's basically sort of where I'm at now. I look at a lot of numbers.
That's what I see around you.
Yeah, I'm looking at numbers
now. I see lots of numbers.
I'm just looking at it from the numbers, but how can you be creative with the numbers? I mean, can you take your numbers background to, it's like so, give me a minute to concentrate. Go ahead. I'm still trying to figure this out because it's like all jumbled
for me. No, I see
her
working with numbers, lots and lots of numbers, either as an auditor or accountant or something, but there's lots of numbers around her.
Right, but
and
she
it's other people's
change.
Numbers. It's not her numbers. So she works with other people's numbers.
Oh, yeah, that I've done off and on for, like, the past 20 years, and I started doing that again for a company. And I was thinking, oh, well, you know, maybe I can do something different. You know, I'm sort of tired of numbers, but numbers always call me back, so I end up.
Well, I was wondering if you took
analyzing
that and
numbers.
Twisted it to something that could be more creative for you, like maybe even if you taught a course, like a teaching, you know, that sometimes they have the teaching jobs, or like take your numbers and try to be, how am I putting this, creative. I don't know how you're creative with numbers. I mean, unless you want to teach other people how to do financial teaching because you have a lot of experience.
Well, I've always had the creative side of me as well. So, you know, I'm right brain, left brain. So a combination of the two, I guess, would work.
Yeah, I've got to figure out how we can pull this together where you can have maybe your numbers as, like, right now, like a little bit of a backup until you launch your new career. And I will be honest with you, I'm pretty much stumped. I feel creativeness, and I don't know if it's going to be a teaching job or what. So I was wondering, did you have any ideas or things you want to look at before you totally give up the numbers?
Yes, well, it sort of makes sense because I was thinking maybe trying to develop some kind of a new educational, creative fun little educational platforms for grade schoolers. Yeah, and I've been playing with this. That's the reason I'm sort of torn. I've been trying to play with and figure out how I can do something combine children and like math or computer science.
I heard it. Homeschool. There are a lot of parents that homeschool. And I know my sister-in-law did this. She had her own homeschool program that what you do is you develop a program and you maybe meet with the homeschool mom and dads, and they can buy your curriculum at what they call curriculum fairs. And that's where they go and they do that. And this way you can probably still keep your job right now until you get this set off. If you wanted to talk, because I know when you reach the higher maths, what a lot of homeschool moms and dads do is they would hire the algebra teacher, the trigonometry teacher, the calculus teacher. Maybe you could do that. If you wanted to be a teacher in the higher maths, if you do that, or some parents like myself are horrible at math. You know, so maybe they would like someone to come in to teach their children, and you have your own curriculum. The word would spread, and when you get to the point, you publish it and copyright it, and you can sell your math program at a curriculum thing. And I would encourage you to look around to see what curriculum fairs they have. Maybe go to them and see what they offer and see if that might be your creative number ahead.
Oh, well, that definitely is a good idea. I appreciate you pointing that out to me.
It could be possible. And remember, we don't like to tell people what to do, unless you're my husband. I don't tell people what to do. But we like to offer alternatives that you can concentrate on, focus, see if this might work for you. And if it does, awesome. If it doesn't, we understand that because, you know, not everything works for everybody. But I feel that might be a good way to look at it because if numbers keep calling you back, then there's something you can do with numbers. And I don't see you having, because I think the public schools have their own criteria. So I would think the homeschool program is still pretty untapped. They still need a lot of, because what they do in homeschool is that they take, I don't know how it works in the other states, but in Florida where I live, the kids have to take a yearly test to make sure the parents are teaching them something. I mean, I know a lot of them have their own ideas about certain subjects, and that's fine, but there's certain basic requirements you have to meet to be allowed to homeschool through the state of Florida. And as long as you meet or exceed the goals, that's great. Because some people go, oh, you teach them anything you want. You can teach anything you want, but you have to pass these tests. Or you can get in serious trouble for not teaching your students certain things.
Well, one of my good friends is starting to go. She moved from a computer programming background into education, teaching math.
Mm-hmm.
So she's between teaching math and computer science to grade schoolers. So maybe, I don't know, maybe the two of us can team up.
Sounds good. Check it out.
Yeah. I'll definitely have to. Well, now, thank you ever so much. Is there anything else that you see for me?
That's pretty much
like
what I'm
saying.
Like
in a general sense? Oh, okay. Well, thanks ever so much, and you guys
welcome.
Have a great evening.
You too. Call us back and let us know how it goes.
I sure will.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Wow. I love it when something comes together after a while. I just couldn't put it into words.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that, though. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm getting it. Hold on. I can feel it. Are you ready for our next call?
Yes, I am.
Okay. 973-279, you're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jackie, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Another Jersey. Jersey loves us. What can we do
Jersey,
for you, Jackie?
I feel as though I'm getting a message from the other side that I'm not understanding, just based upon things that I've been experiencing at home. And
What are you experiencing at home?
You know, like I smell certain things at certain times. I see shadows. I've been having dreams, but I can't remember what the dreams are. One time I did see my mother in a dream, but I couldn't hear what she was saying, or either I forgot it when I woke up.
And you see flickering lights.
Excuse me?
And you see flickering lights.
Every once in a while.
Yes, I can see you see that.
Let me ask you this. Are these occurrences upsetting you, or are you just kind of curious? But they're not trying to...
They're not upsetting me, not at all. I'm in a really, really nasty situation with my family since my mom died. That's no secret to anyone. I've just been trying to, you know, analyze my own intuitive sense. I've been trying to pay more attention to it.
She does. You smell roses, right?
Roses or flowers? I see pink around you. It's either pink roses or pink flowers. That's the smell you're getting.
Well, I do have some flowers in my house at this time. But sometimes the smell is a little darker.
My uncle passed. Like mold?
Yeah.
Like mold?
Yeah.
All right.
Mold, not really true sulfur, but mold and something else.
Okay. After the show, you need to send me an email or something because I will tell you how to get rid of that. I'm not going to tell you on the show because then everybody will go around trying it when there's no reason to do
reason.
It.
Reason, yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's nothing.
But I do feel it's important you contact me because I know exactly what is around you, and it is important you contact me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, could you give me your contact information?
I'll tell you what, Celtic. Let me put you guys on. Do you want me to put you on private chat for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
All right, go ahead. I'm going to put you on private chat right now. Okay, well, we're having a little break. I'm going to play a song. I love playing these songs as long as it's something not Katy Perry. Let's see how I'm going to play today. I'll play one of Dr. Jaden's favorites.
Here comes the sun, I say.
I hope you enjoyed our little break. Let's get on to our next caller. Cammie, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see Karen on our list. Karen, are you there?
I am. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, our pleasure. What can we do to help you?
I just wondered if you had anything that you see anything as far as I'm in two jobs right now, but they're very physical and not either one is really using my gifts and my talent. And I'm wondering if it's just I'm supposed to pay attention and it's part of the lesson to what I'm supposed to do, or is it just what I'm supposed to do?
Are you saying you wonder if you should be doing this, or are you?
Yeah, well, I'm an artist, and I have been doing, I was doing my own business for years and years, and I kind of got burnt out, and so I applied at different jobs, and I just realized the two jobs I'm doing are not only very physical, they're both incorporating elements that I didn't like in my last job. One is very physical, and the other one is a lot of cash, but neither are really using my gifts other than display, and I'm not sure if this is God's way of saying if you don't use your talent, this is what you have. Because both are minimum wage, so I have to work a lot of hours.
Yeah. Cammie, have you looked to branch out on this? I mean, just kind of see what else is out there? Because with artists, you're so creative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a ton of things that you can do.
This is the only thing, so far the only two jobs that I, got hired for. It is because it's creative, because one's doing display, but there's a lot of, I'm in my 50s, and there's a lot of lifting and slugging, and the other one is working with, I'm a barista at the university, so I'm interacting with kids, which I love.
That is cool.
Yeah, it is.
But there's a lot of things that people can do with artwork, with computers and videos. I mean, a lot of people have the videos they like to upload and put on YouTube. Have you thought of something like that? I mean, a lot of these kids are...
They're amazing. I know.
I know, aren't they?
They are. They're so phenomenal. I don't have the computer savvy or the money to buy a computer that I would love to be able to learn to do something like that. I guess that's my challenge. Is that right now, because I'm minimum wage with both, the money's not there for me to be able to reach out and learn and take other classes and do what I'd really like to do.
Well, a lot of times if you talk to the people in your class, you can probably exchange ideas. And sometimes if you help them with this, they can teach you that. And that can help you on a path.
Oh, okay. Like in a class, what do you mean?
Exactly. Or, I know, it's sort of like that. You know, that you get, because sometimes you tie to people, sometimes they just tithe.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah, they kind of exchange. You exchange your idea.
Uh-huh. That's a good idea. Really,
you know,
idea.
Sometimes it's just as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that is a new idea. Thank you.
You're welcome. Cammie, what are you feeling?
Much the same as you are. Much the same. You know, I don't really have much to say on that. I'm, just like I said.
My gosh, we agree on something for a change.
Yeah, we do.
Sometimes it's funny because sometimes we see it together, and that's really important.
Yeah.
But Karen, why don't you give us a call back and let us know?
I will. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a good night.
Bless you.
Night. Thank you. Okay. Well, we have our last call for the night. 856-429. 856, are you there?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rose Maria from Jersey.
Another Jersey. They love us in Jersey. What can we do for you tonight?
Whatever you can pick up on relationship-wise coming up or whatever you can see.
Let's see. I'm... Cammie, are you getting anything?
Relationship-wise, I'm not getting anything right now. Honestly, nothing right now. I don't even see anything until the middle of next year.
Yeah.
I don't want to get our hopes up, but I don't see anything.
No, I feel like your focus should be more on self, what do you call it, self-fulfillment. Because I think you need to be a lot more choosy in your relationships. You know what I mean?
Choosy?
He's kind of choosy, yeah. I mean, you meet a guy and you kind of jump a little too fast. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And and it's normal,
yeah.
I get it. But what we need to do is get a foundation. You need some kind of foundation to work on that.
Yeah,
and
my problem
you're not
is like
doing
I,
that.
Yeah,
what?
Like I go out with him after a week. I said see ya, and then he kept coming back. And I'm like, he's still coming back. You know what I mean?
Well,
I'm like, I don't
do you want
you.
Him back? Yeah, really. And that's the thing is that you can tell them like, you know, look, I just don't deserve you. No, seriously, you don't deserve me either.
You're right. You got my drift.
Yeah, so we have to do that and kind of work on it. And that's
okay.
What I'm seeing, because once you get the solid foundation,
mm-hmm.
we can do this. I mean, you can get a little bit more. I mean, when you go out with a guy for about a week and you're like, well, it's not really working, and you're just like, well, they have to get the clue, too.
Oh,
and
you,
if they don't... Yeah, really. He will, but
you know what I mean. He goes, you're changing. Like you're like you don't want him. Like you got that one right.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't. And, you know, and it's time for you to move on. That's what I'm feeling.
Right.
But you need to do your work a little bit more, and be a lot more choosier. As far as I'm not saying sit there and be like a little princess. I mean, or diva about it. But people,
right.
You know, you really need to meet them on a better ground. So you get what you want, because you don't get what you want out of your relationship. And when we talk about relationships, it should be an even exchange. You know, I get what I need, you get what you need. Is it absolutely perfect all the time? No.
No. No.
But
not
at
really.
Least we can... No, but it's never going to be perfect. I've been married 20 years and it's not perfect. But we work on it every day. He destroyed
True.
My car today. He pulled out my light. I'm like, dude, are you serious? You pulled my vanity mirror. I don't know if you heard this at the beginning of the show. They pulled the vanity light off of its little thing because it was dangling. Next thing I know, I have no interior lights, no radio. And I'm like, I better have headlights or you're going to be using a flashlight getting to work tomorrow morning. But that's marriage. I mean, that's a relationship.
True. Nothing
will
be perfect.
And you kind of need, exactly, it's not going to be perfect. It really isn't. It's going to have a lot of bumps and stuff. And the whole challenge is how you handle those challenges.
Oh, yeah. A big time, and he's still looking for me. I'm not even in the same country, and he's still looking for me.
I know. But he'll give up. Just keep yourself you know, anonymity and stuff like that and do that. Cammy, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't know. I'm starting to get a really bad headache from that other just now, so I'm sort of out of it now. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes,
it's like,
you know,
I can feel it around me, and I'm not, and it's, yeah, I'm getting a headache now. So it's just like broken my concentration. Whatever it is, it's not good. I don't know how she lives with it.
Oh,
what was the idiot? That's
no,
it was
the other lady that had the problems in
her
heart.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really not.
That
it's
happens
sort of
sometimes.
Around.
A lot of times when we read for people, we literally take some of you with us, you know, just kind of what's going on, and sometimes it does have that effect on us, and it
that's
happens.
Understandable.
But, you know, we love to read. This is what we do. So we can work on that.
Yeah, I got yelled at a couple of times about that relationship. So I'm like,
yeah,
I got the point, but the dude don't get the point.
I know. People are like, wow.
Yeah, so I guess you get the vibration, how bad he was.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. Wow. You know, and it's funny, not funny, and I want to apologize out there that I had people on my board and they keep dropping. I'm like, whoa, Mercury retrograde, not a good idea.
Cool.
But do you have another question for me? Since Cammy's
If you pick up, like, job-wise, if I'm going to relocate it and something new on that end, if you pick it up, that's cool. If you can't.
I'm not sure about relocation, but right now I kind of feel you in a holding pattern.
You mean like with a company or?
Okay. Yeah, I just feel like you're going to be moving along here. Have you been putting your resumes in?
Oh, have I a whole bunch out there. A whole bunch.
Well, hopefully, I mean, I'm feeling in maybe 3 or 4 weeks that you'll be hearing something from somebody.
Cool. Yeah, it's like putting it like crazy. It's like unbelievable. I'm like, when is it going to happen? It's like almost like every day constantly, every day, every morning, like when I open my email.
I hear you.
Cool.
I hear you, but keep looking. And don't give up on that, because I feel like you're going to be doing that soon, getting ahead further. But could you do me a favor? Would you please call us again next week? Because
sure, no
I know we had this whole thing going on here, and I really want to read more for you.
Hey, no problem. We guys are on, like, the same time?
Yeah, 6 p.m. Oh, yeah, we are on 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Sundays. And we're also available for readings and healings on the Network of Christian Psychics. And you give us a call then, or talk to us privately. So please call us back next week, okay?
No problem. I hope you
guys
feel better.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you. All right. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up our show for tonight. We don't have any more callers. So we want to wish you all a really, really, really good week. And call us next week at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. So please have a great one, and